This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. Beloved, this is the program Salt and Light. You're speaking to Delia Preston. I trust that you had an awesome new year.
Hallelujah.
The year has begun. It's 2026. Many of us have started with New Year's resolutions, new promises to ourselves, new goals, new aspirations. And so enjoy the program with us today. Apostle Brian, what are we speaking about today?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Such a great honor, a privilege to be in your space, on your device, wherever you're listening from. This is the program called Salt and Light on Radio K Pulpit. And we are so glad that you have tuned in today. It is New Year's resolutions. I hope our listeners didn't flop out on what they
already
say already, because
we're 6 days into the new year.
Somebody said, no, I'm going on a diet, I'm gonna buy that car, I'm gonna enroll myself to university, I'm gonna go study
I'm
further.
I'm gonna start saving.
I'm gonna start saving, I'm gonna do this and that. You know, so I hope and pray that you stay faithful to your declaration. Hallelujah. But today I really wanna speak on the gift of God. I really want to, you know, just zoom in into what that looks like, and you know, what's your position in that frame of conversation, the gift of God. You know, I want to say to someone today, you know, in spite of what has happened last year, you are gifted, you are appointed, Amen. You are anointed. I want to say to someone today that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, that you can attain it, you can do it, you will be great, you will achieve what you set your mind to do if you are serious in following through. And that is the key, beloved. You know, with all the gifts, the talents, and the anointing with on the inside of you, the key is consistency. Yeah. You can see it even rhymes.
Discipline.
The key is consistency. Amen. And so I pray that you will be consistent in what you have spoken of. And we're going to speak on the gift of God today. And today I want to say that, you know, the future is ahead of you. You know, don't be sidetracked by the bad news and this didn't happen last year and that didn't take place last year. It is a new day. It is a new day. We are going into 2026. Amen. Well, all the promises of God, we're going to leave behind what needs to be left behind. I want to say to someone prophetically, you cannot enter a new space and a new season and a new year with old wineskin, with an old mindset, with old habits. There's some habits that you need to let go of. There's some people also that needs to, you know, to the year, any further. Amen, hallelujah. You have to make some choices and decisions. But in that choice and decisions, you know, in this 2026, you must also have a reality and a knowing and a belief system. Amen. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. And the gift of God is on the inside of you. And I want to unpack that today. I want to speak about that today. I don't care who says what about you. All that I know is that you are highly favored by God and you are deeply loved by him. And he has a purpose and a plan for your life. And to those that is around you, your children, he's got a plan and a purpose for their lives too. Amen. Because you are gifted, you are anointed, you are called by God. Amen. And God has got great things in store for you. You have to believe it. You have to believe the word of God. And you have to see that the word of God is going to work in my 2026. No matter who says what, I'm going to follow through. I'm going to believe and stand on God's word. And I'm going to see the salvation of my God in the land of the living. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to go back to a song. And when we come back, we are going to unpack the gift of God and that you are gifted. You are God's gift to this world. Amen. Live. I don't want to say live your best life, but live your life through the lens of the word. Live your life on the promises of God. And that is actually how you begin to live your best life in Christ. Praise be to Jesus. Praise be to God. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuning to the program Salt and Light, and you are on the dial with Brian and Delia Preston. Praise be to God. The 6th of January, 2026. Did you know, Delia? Do you have money? Because it's 6 days before my birthday. So you better, I don't know, what are you going to do? Because, you know, I want to celebrate. I want to have cake. And of course, I want presents. And you know what I like?
Did you hear about the slogan?
What slogan?
There are 12 months in January.
No. I don't care about no slogans. No 12 months in January. I don't want the...
January is a year on its own.
I don't want a note or a poem or whatever. I want gifts. I want cake. And I want to be surprised.
We're going to put candles in a bread and a nice Albany loaf for you. Some nice candles. And we're going to sing. Because it was not about the gift, isn't it?
No. It's about the gift. It's about the gift. Jesus was the gift of the world. So it's about Jesus. So it's about my gift. Praise be to God.
We'll present Jesus to you, Apostle.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking on the gift of God. We're speaking on the gift of God. And I just want to read the scripture quickly, if I may. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise be to God. So as gifted as we are, as anointed as we are, as talented as we are, we receive the greatest gift. We just came out of Christmas and, oh, the gammon was fantastic. And all the 15 kinds of the tongue and the 15 kinds of meat, the trifle was laying on the right side of my stomach, and the tongue and all the roast and the gammon was laying on the left hand of my stomach.
Oh,
amen.
Lord.
And now I'm just drinking lemon water, lemon water. Amen. You know, to get the. But the wages of sin is dead, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Today, I want to talk to the children of God, the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God about the gift of God. Jesus is the gift of God to the world. Jesus, and has gifted the gifts that God has given you, the talent that God has given you, the anointing that God has given to you. You have to understand it is not only for you, but it's also to share with the world this gift that is on the inside of you.
Sure. And the thing is, you can't say you don't have any gifts, you don't have any talents, because God has created you with gifts and talents. His word says that he openeth up his hand and he satisfies the desire of every living thing. God has given you these hidden gifts. Sometimes we don't even realize it's laying dormant in our lives. But as we draw closer to God, who is the creator of all things seen and unseen, he created you and I. He knows exactly what he has instilled in you and I. And therefore, the closer you draw to Creator God, the more he unravels his gifts on the inside of you. The more as you get to know him, you get to know yourself, and you get to see what God has placed on the inside of you. As many people are living outside of their purpose, outside of their destiny, because they don't know who their God is, and they don't know what God has placed on the inside of them. You are doing all kinds of things. You may even look successful, have all the material wealth in the world. But if you don't have purpose, if you are not walking with your God-given purpose, it's a life that feels unfulfilled. And you're probably thinking that if I have the next best thing, if I have that nicer car, the sports car, if I have the bigger house, if I live here or there, if I travel, then I'm going to be fulfilled. Then I'm going to experience a great life or, have purpose, have destiny. But I want to say to you today, my friend, that is not it. That the very people who has all things, the millionaires, the billionaires, even they still feel unfulfilled. Even some of them try to commit suicide. You know, they are always seeking, always looking for the next best thing. But there's no fulfillment in that. The only person that can fulfill you is, like you said, the gift, God being our gift.
Amen. And as I said, ladies and gentlemen, even the very nature of the gift of God and you know, zooming into God's gift, you know, the nature of God's gift, there's a nature, there's a way in God expresses His love to mankind is by giving. And we can see also the Bible says, for God so loved the world, John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Just like for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So God wants us to have life, and life in the abundant life. God did not call you for a mediocre life. Mm. But there's purpose in your life. The giftings and the anointings and the talents is the purpose. There's a purpose that is connected to the gifting and the talent and the anointing that God has given in your life. And so today, God, you have to understand this afternoon that God is a giver. And not only does He wants to give us eternal life, He wants to give us the abundant life. Amen. Because we understand today that, you know what, we've got but a short period in the earth, Pastor Delia. You know, eternity is forever and ever and ever and ever. And that means the things that you need to do today, don't put it on the hold. I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it next month. I want to say to someone, whatever you need to do, do it today. Do it well and do it done, because we just don't have no guarantee about tomorrow. Praise be to God. So with that giftings and with that anointings, I want to encourage you to be the best you that God has called you to be.
Amen.
Amen. I want to challenge you today, you know, with the gift of God in your life, with the talents and the anointings. Amen. I want to say to someone, show up today. Because what is the use you have this anointing? What is the use you have this gift, but you're not showing up? You're living for God and showing up. Amen. And so today, to the believer, I want to say to us that death is not never our end. It's only the beginning of eternity. So while we live towards our beginning, can you hear that, beloved? While we live towards our beginning, people, when they bury you in the coffin, there are many gifts. There are many talents and anointings. And you know, where are they today? They are in the graveyard. You know, because they said, no, I'm gonna write that song in 5 years' time. But 5 years' time, they did not see 5 years. I'm going to write that book. I'm going to start that business. I'm going to do that ministry. I'm going to do that. But they never came. So the giftings, the talents, and the anointing is in the graveyard. And it's of no use. But while you're alive today, amen, and while the gift of God is operating in you today, so while we live towards our beginning, God also wants us to live a life of the abundance. Abundance of His peace, abundance of His presence, abundance of His grace. The Bible declares in John 10:10 that the enemy only comes to kill, rob, and destroy. There again, I have come, says Jesus, that they may have life and have it in the fullness, have it in the abundance. And this is the characteristic of God. You see, God wants to give us the eternal life. He wants to give us the abundant life. He wants you to start that business. He wants you to apply for that job. No, but Pastor, you know what? This and that. And I want to say to someone today, with the gifts that God has given you, stop making excuses. Mm. Many people live in a place called excuse. They excuse themselves. Amen, hallelujah, where God is opening doors. God is bringing certain relationships in your life. God is bringing some people in your life. He's bringing destiny helpers in your life. He's bringing people right in front of you to pull the gold out of you. But what do? You make an excuse. You don't show up. You say you're going to be there, then you are not there.
You're not consistent.
And God is bringing you all these tools. Amen, hallelujah, praise be to God. And so I believe today that there's many that the devil has lied to, believing, amen, hallelujah, that God is going to bring you to something. They just believe that God cannot bring you to something. They believe the lie of the enemy and cannot see the truth of God. So I want to challenge you today, amen, hallelujah, praise be to God, with the gifts, with the anointing, and with the talent, and with the giver that has given you the gifts, that you will live a life that is significant, full of purpose, full of promise, that you will live a life that is on purpose for God's purpose. And this is how you begin to live the abundant life through the gift and the grace of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to go to a song, unfortunately. Praise be to God. But we trust that you're going to enjoy the song. And when we come back, we are going to delve a little bit more in the gift of God. Praise be to Jesus.
Welcome back, beloved. I trust that you enjoyed that song. We are, or you are, on the program Salt and Light today. I trust that you are having an amazing start to the year. I trust that you have enjoyed this time with your family.
Hallelujah.
You've done some, what's the word?
Soul searching,
self-reflecting. You've written down your goals, your vision for the year. You are trusting God for big things, amazing things. We can believe God for great things, beloved. I want to say that He's a God that turns your mess into a message. He turns your scars into stars. Your tests into a testimony. He's an amazing God. I want to say, you know, that you might think today, what can God do for me in my life? I am nothing. I've not accomplished anything. But God is in the business of taking the lowly things of this world, the despised things of this world, the foolish things of this world, to confound the wise. God is a specialist in using the people that others look down on, that others have no faith in, that others believe there's no way that this guy or this woman can accomplish anything. You know, those are the exact people that God looks to lift up, because it makes him it makes his glory in that person's life even more apparent.
True.
And so he's in the business of lifting up the weak ones, lifting up the despised ones. Amen. You know, when we came to the Lord, we had no ambition. We had no goals and plans. We were merely existing. In fact, we were rock bottom. And we needed a savior. We made an SOS call to God, saying, Lord, please come and save us. We cannot make it on our own. Our marriage was on the rocks.
Yeah.
My mother had just passed away, who was a rock in itself for us. You know, she was the one that prayed for us, prayed for our marriage, took care of our children many a times. When we were out and about, we even used to run away and not tell my mother where we were, just so that she could take care of the kids, so that we could enjoy ourselves.
Sure.
Very selfish people, you know, very selfish beings. God took two messed up people that only cared about themselves, and God turned our lives around. He turned our situations around. He gave us purpose. He gave us a dream. You know, I even went to go and study after I accepted the Lord.
Praise
I had
God, yeah.
Immediately, someone that had no ambition, immediately had a desire to better herself. I went to evening school, you know, to get my diploma. I even went to varsity afterwards. Someone that had no desire, you know, and God is such an amazing God that I got the top marks in the whole college. I went to Boston Business first, and I got the highest marks. I got awards in my lounge right now of what God has done in my life, not realizing all the potential that was on the inside of me, not realizing the gifts of God on the inside of me. You know, God has walked with us for this 20 odd years.
24.
Two people that had no dreams, no desires, that were merely existing, who had ordinary jobs, ordinary life, and He turned our lives and made it glorious. Today, we started a ministry 6 years ago, a growing ministry. You know, we have a business. God has shown up amazingly. We on the radio, can you believe it?
Can
presenting
you believe it?
These two people that people wouldn't even want to know, because we were so rude, so horrible. So if God can do it for us, and He's no respecter of persons, if He can do it for us, surely God can do it in your life.
Absolutely, Pastor Dila. I'm so amazed. I look back at my life, in our life, and as you were talking, and this amazing God, you know. And I mean, I was charged with 5 counts of attempted murder. I just lived a life of raucous, you know. I was so rude, as Pastor Tila was saying, and things like that. And but this life only began to transpire when we receive the gift of God, which is Christ. You see, when you receive the gift of God, which is Jesus Christ, He begins to unlock things in your life. You know, can you imagine, I had a dream that I would want to, when I was just wanting to scrape through matric, amen, and I dreamt that I want to own a Sabine. I'm going to open up a Sabine. I'm going to have my 2 big fridges, and I'm going to sell drugs, and that was my
alcohol.
That beers and alcohol. That was that desire. And sometimes I want to challenge someone today. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Sometimes the devil can put thoughts and dreams in your mind, but if God puts a blueprint in your spirit, there is a blueprint in your spirit now, and the Holy Spirit, God, when you receive Jesus Christ, He comes to shed light on that blueprint. The gift of God, when you receive the gift of God, that's why the Bible says in the book of John chapter 1 verse 12, but to all who have received Him, to those who believe in His name, He gave them the right to become children of God. And sometimes, you know, people come on Facebook and on these platforms, you know, social media and YouTube and all this, and say, no, I'm living my best life. My friend, let me tell you today that you can truly only live your best life in Christ. When a man finds Christ, he finds purpose. He finds life. This is exactly what had happened to you, Pastor Delia. You begin to find purpose. There was a desire to go and study. I mean, if you did not receive the gift, which was Jesus Christ, you most probably wouldn't have that desire. You would have just gone on with life. And so when you receive Him as a Savior, many claim that Jesus is their Savior, but sadly not their Lord. Because when Christ comes, when the gift of God comes to you, not only does God wants to save you from certain things and deliver you from certain things, but He wants to be Lord of your life. That means that He wants you to live from His influence, from His word, from His perspective, and then you begin to experience the joy of serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is such a great joy to serve this amazing Father, this amazing Christ, and the Holy Spirit. The Bible calls Him our Paracletos, our helper. He helps us as we walk with Him. He begins to develop you. He begins to show you certain things about yourself. He begins to show you certain things of your future. I would have never imagined if somebody had come to me some 20 odd years ago, 25, 26, 27, say 28 years ago, and told me that I would become a pastor one day and I would have a ministry of my own. If somebody would have told me that I would be a commissioner of Oats Group, marrying people, sitting on a Sabine, if somebody had come, I would have most probably laughed at that person. But you see, when you receive this gift, when you understand that you are now His child and you are His father, it is like Pastor Dila, when you were small, you ask your mom and your dad for anything. You just believe that if you ask your mom to buy you that big doll, and you didn't think of the price, you just believe God that, you know, you're going to ask your mom or your dad and they're just going to buy it. And this is the thing with us, with us, you know, when we receive God as our Savior and as our Lord, we can speak to Him about everything. And the Bible say, when we ask God anything according to His will, which is His word, it will be done for us. Amen. Isn't that amazing? If you have a father, Father God is your father. The amazing and the wonderful thing about serving Christ in His kingdom is full of life. The kingdom of God is full of life. There are many people, they are living, but they are not. They are only just existing, as you correctly said, Pastor Delia. They are not living a fulfilled and a satisfaction, that satisfaction, that the joy that Jesus gives, you know, when you do something in serving the kingdom and serving His purpose. In fact, when you're serving God and His kingdom and His purpose, you are serving your purpose. actually you are serving your purpose. You are calling what you are doing, what He has called you to do. And this is the thing with serving God. When you receive this gift of eternal life, when you receive Jesus Christ, it brings also a new beginning. Amen. Many people made New Year's resolutions, but without Christ in your new year, it's just going to be the same old same. Different day,
Amen.
Different month, different year, but the same old same. But Christ brings change and transformation through the gift of salvation that brings restoration, that brings hope to all mankind. Let there be peace to all mankind and let there be joy. It's only Christ that can bring it. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we have to go to a song. But when we come back, we're going to dive a little bit more on the gift of God. And you are gifted and anointed in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We are talking this afternoon about God, who is the gift. He is the gift. Amen. In this new year, know that there is nothing that you can do outside of God. He says in John 10, abide in me and I will abide in you. For without me, you can do nothing. It takes abiding in God, beloved, to be able to produce. It is God, His substance in you, that causes your life to flourish. It causes your hand to be prosperous. Psalm 1 says, do not sit in the counsel of the ungodly or walk in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers. But may your delight this year be in the law of the Lord, and may you meditate on the law of the Lord day and night. The Bible says you will be like a tree planted by streams of living water, and all that your hand findeth to do will prosper, will prosper, will prosper. If you're looking to prosper, if you're tired of failure, if you have put your hands to things and it just didn't produce, it failed, you know, you can't see a way out, you have tried this, try that. We want to say this afternoon, try Jesus. Try Jesus. He is the gift. As Apostle Brian said earlier, you cannot do the same thing and expect a different result. You can't do the same things that you did last year and it did not produce. You can't sit with the same crowd of people you know, that have led you astray, that have not been a blessing in your life, that have taught you nothing, that is not building you, not lifting you, not encouraging you. You cannot sit with the same people and think that something is going to change for you. It's not. Do not sit in the counsel of the ungodly or walk in the ways of the wicked or sit in the seat of the mockers. But let your delight be in the Lord and in His word. This year, make a conscious decision that this year I'm going to serve the Lord. This year I'm going to put God first. Matthew 6 verse 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Everything that you are seeking for life and godliness, it is in Him. It is in the kingdom. And so if you put God first, if you seek Him first, God will add all these things unto you. Make a decision this year that this year I'm going to do it differently. I'm going to put God first. I'm going to begin to study and meditate on the word of God. I'm going to make time for the Lord. I'm going to seek His face. I'm committing myself to a place where God is ministered, God is preached to, about, you know, a place of worship, a church where they're preaching Jesus, where they're preaching salvation. I'm going to commit myself to the house of the Lord. You know, I'm going to start pursuing God and His kingdom. And I can tell you, I can guarantee you that this year will be an extraordinary year for you. This year, God will show up and show up strong in your life. If you make Him a priority, He will definitely make you His priority. Seek the Lord and you shall be found by Him. Draw near unto Him and He will draw near unto you.
Another thing with the what I wanted to say, Pastor Delia, another thing, another way of fanning the flame of the gift of God on the inside of you, you have to be intentional.
Yes.
You truly have to be intentional. And this is the thing that many believers, and many people that's in the kingdom of God, you know, they fail to see. They are not intentional.
Mm.
They're just going, you know.
Through the motions.
Going through the motions and going with the flow. You cannot go through the motions and go through the flow, but you have to be intentional about what God has placed on the inside of you.
Yeah.
Amen, hallelujah. You need to develop that. And the development of that, it's almost like the scripture says, fan the flame.
Mm.
And how do you do this? This one, the one key that you mentioned it already, Pastor Delia. You know, you have to delight yourself in the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes people, the enemy wants to take your delight away.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to make you all forget about the Lord truly and what he has placed on the inside. And he wants to
magnify
your problems and your situations so that you forget that God has gifted you with anointings and talents. Amen. So you need to fan the flame. You need to light yourself in the Lord your God.
Sorry.
Another way to bring out this giftings and the anointings out of you, it is that you need to see God in the private place. We spoke about it last week. You know, you need to seek and pursue his presence, because in that, God will show you what is on the inside of you. God will even show you who you are. I dreamt of this ministry. We had this ministry called, the Lord gave me a dream in 2005 about this ministry, Light Ministries. I saw it. I will never forget this dream. I will never forget this blueprint. Amen. When God showed it to me. But you know what? I had to pursue God. I had to live my life intentionally. I had to sow into other ministries. I had to sow into other ministers. I had to help other ministries. I had to, you see, in order for you to go where God is pulling at you, it's also you need to make certain deposits in the now. Amen. The Bible says, whatever a man sow, that he reap. So if you sow, you know, goodness in others, you will reap goodness. You know, people will be, that's what you sow. So you need to be actually intentional of what God has given to you. The Bible say promotion, and I believe that God is going to promote a lot of people in 2026. Those that have been forsaken, amen, God will remember you, amen. If you are faithful over little, the Bible say he will make you ruler over much, amen. Those that have been last shall be first, because they are intentional. They want to see the purpose and the plan of God fulfilled in their life. It is no use. You know what? Can I tell you a secret? Even the unbelievers, even those that don't serve Christ, they can quote the scriptures. They tell me, no, pastor, please, don't come preach to us. The Bible says God has a plan to prosper me and not to harm me, a hope and a future. Yes, that's true. The word is true. But if you're not going to pursue him, if you're not going to pursue God, if
amen.
You are just going to be sluggish with the gift and the anointing that is in you, amen, hallelujah. If you're just going to impart minimal, if you're going to sow minimal, you're going to reap minimal. It's what you sow, you reap. And so there's anointings in you. There is gifts in you. Amen. And I believe that through these gifts and through these anointings within you, there's also things that you are going to discover. There's things that the Holy Spirit is going to uncover, to bring to your attention. There is spaces and places that you are going to walk in, that you yourself will even stand amazed in saying, yeah, I'm standing amazed. If I see my life, when I look back, a commission of oaths, I've married many people, you know, a pastor of a local church, you know, many people has found, you know, breakthrough and freedom through our ministry, you know, not because of me, not because of what, just because I pursued God, just because I said, God, you know what, you have given me this. If somebody had to tell me, Pastor Delia, 20 odd years ago, you will preach, you know, when can you remember when you met me those years? I couldn't even speak English properly.
Yes.
I couldn't even speak English properly. So if you pursue God, if you truly seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, you know, all these things shall be added to you. You know, that job is for you. Amen. Yeah. That house is for you. That property is for you. That business is for you. That opportunity is for it. It is yours. Amen. You remember Jesus, God told them, I'm giving you Jericho. You know, I want to say to someone today that Jericho is yours. That talent, that anointing, that gifting. Amen. Hallelujah. It is yours. But you have to pursue it with everything in your heart. The gift of God is also the blessing of God. And so you are blessed. And there are seven blessings of the King that is available to every born again believer through Jesus Christ. We're not going to delve into that seven blessings. I must still talk to you about the seven blessings of the King. But if you pursue God and if you seek His kingdom first and His righteousness, all these things shall be added to you. The Bible says, no good thing would He withhold from those who walk uprightly. The Bible declares He has never failed in any one of His good promises. The Bible says that the word of the Lord is yes and amen. And you need to possess it. You need to make time for God. And you need to position yourself for what God has in store for you. We have to go back to a song, ladies and gentlemen. But when we come back, we are going to pray for you. God bless you.
We are back, beloved. I trust that you enjoyed that song. It has been an awesome afternoon with you guys. Just talking about God, who is the giver of life. He's the giver of all things beautiful. The word of God says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Good. We have tasted. We have seen.
But I want to taste more.
And we can proclaim truly.
I want to see more.
That God is good. God Amen. Is so good. He's been good to us, beloved. And I know that He'll be truly good to you because He's no man's debtor. He is not a God that has favorites. He loves us all the same. And so what He can do for me, He can certainly do for you in this new year that we are looking towards and that's laying ahead of us. Know that God is wanting to do good for you and your family. He's wanting to embrace you. He's wanting to love on you. But you must be the one to open up your heart. You must be the one to receive and say, yes, Lord, I receive. Yes, Lord, I'm going to serve you. Yes, Lord, I'm going to put you first. And you will see a turnaround. I promise you that in Jesus' name, you will see a turnaround.
Hallelujah.
Apostle.
And like I said this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, without the giver of this gift, you can never experience truly what God has originally called you to do and called you to be in His kingdom. And maybe today, you know, it's 6 days in the new year, the 6th of January 2026. Amen. You know, this number 6 is a very significant number. It's the number of man, flesh. And I want to say that you are not here by chance coincidence in hearing this message. God wants to speak to you today, and the only way that you'll experience this great joy is by receiving Christ as your Lord and Savior. So I want you, if you are tuned in and if you're listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to lead you to a prayer to Jesus. Amen. Because I want you to receive Him and truly then live your best life after receiving Christ. Won't you pray with me? Say with me, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I come to you today.
I come to you
on
today,
the 6th of January.
On the 6th of January.
2026. As a sinner.
As a sinner.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
And believe in my heart.
And I believe in my heart.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is the Son of the living God.
Is the Son of the living
Lord
God.
Lord Jesus, I repent.
Lord Jesus, I repent
of my sin.
Of my sin.
And I welcome you.
And I welcome
and
you.
And I receive you.
And I receive
to
you.
Be my Lord.
To be my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Amen.
Amen.
Friend, if you've prayed that prayer, I want to encourage you today. You know what? With the gifts, the talents, and the anointing, God will show you. But I want to challenge you. I want to say to you, my friend, go to a Bible-based church where they preach Jesus Christ, Him crucified. Get water baptized. Read the Word of God for yourself and get some good, godly Christian friends. The Bible says bad character, bad company corrupts good character. Get yourself Christian friends and see how the Holy Spirit will develop you as you keep on showing up for Him in the name of Jesus. You are gifted, you are anointed, and you are talented. And I want to declare today that you are also appointed. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord show his countenance towards you. May God fill you with peace, with joy, with hope, with hunger, with a new vision, a new outlook in life. And may you understand and believe and receive that you are highly favored and deeply loved by Almighty God, and nothing will be able to separate you from the love of Jesus. May God bless you, my friend. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, it's such a privilege and an honor and a pleasure to be with you on our program called Salt and Light. We will see you next week, the same time. Please tune in. Please share the broadcast with your friend. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of the Lord. It might help a friend or two. May God richly bless you.
Bye, everybody. Have a blessed season of still vacation and family time. May the Lord bless you. Have a wonderful day, wonderful afternoon.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.